how weather could be a big Grinch for the already weak European economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. It's cold and snowy in many parts of Europe, and there are fears the icy weather could plunge the whole British economy into the deep freeze. Airlines and rail companies have been the most visible casualties, but many other companies also have been. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us from snowbound London, and he's live with us here. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
How hard is this storm hitting Europe's already pretty weak economy?
Well, the UK economy is what we've got a figure for, $1.5 billion according to a big insurance company here. Businesses like bars, restaurants and entertainment venues have taken quite a hit. Shops and retail chains are suffering very badly too. Some of them usually make as much as a third of their annual profits at this time of year, but the snow and ice are keeping the shoppers away. And online retailers are reporting problems too, because they're having to put off customers by saying, because of the travel chaos, we can't guarantee you'll get your goods delivered before Christmas.
And snow has been reported everywhere in or it seems like everywhere anywhere in Europe, but it seems like the problems are worse there in the UK.
Britain is less prepared because usually it has milder winters than continental Europe. But also, in this more American-style economy, many companies here have cut their costs more and reduced their ability to respond. Here's James Krask of accountants PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Businesses have spent a lot of money on driving efficiency through organisations. And in working those efficiency through the organisations, they have cut out resilience from their organisations.
Many of these companies may be floundering for the next few days. The very cold weather is forecast to last beyond Christmas.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
The ethanol industry wants more of its corn-based fuel mixed into gasoline. Just a couple of months ago, the EPA said, okay. But wait, yesterday the corporate interests that stand to lose filed a lawsuit to halt everything from the sustainability desk. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The EPA rule under fire allows gasoline with more ethanol stirred in, 15% instead of 10. Automakers are suing on grounds that ethanol burns hotter and thus could damage car innards. Gloria Berquist speaks for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers.
Ethanol does tend to be more corrosive, so there need to be some changes made to the vehicles to take greater blends.
Blends that have not been tested enough, say the automakers. Also pouting are the oil refiners. The EPA rule squeezes their main product, says Kevin Book at Clearview Energy Partners.
Any barrel of ethanol that comes in crowds out a barrel of gasoline and weakens the refiner's margin.
Ethanol makers say the winners are agricultural jobs and that their fuel is renewable, though detractors say processing ethanol emits more greenhouse gases than burning gasoline. As for the EPA rule, some analysts predict a beltway compromise, where those of us in the real world end up pumping gas with about 12% ethanol mixed in. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets in Europe and Asia are higher today after tensions along the Korean Peninsula eased a bit. Another mixed bag on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow gave back a few points, though, 13, to end the day at 11,478.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by MassMutual, offering LifeBridge to help lower-income families protect their children's education at massmutual.com/LifeBridge.
The United Nations says over the next decade, water demand on the planet will exceed supply big time, with a profound effect on people and on business. This year, environmental and corporate think tank the World Resources Institute, along with General Electric and investment bank giant Goldman Sachs, have teamed together to offer a water index. Jeff Fulgham is Chief Sustainability Officer for GE Water and Process Technologies. He's with us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
What kind of information would go into this so-called water index?
What we look at is water risk across the board, and it's the physical risks of enough water available to run your operation or to meet the needs of the population. There's water quality risks, regulatory risks, financial risks to your operation. So what we do is take into account all of these broad factors and try to bring those all together to determine what is the risk in a given geography.
Why haven't we done this before?
Well, up until recently, water has been pretty much ignored. And I think what's happening over the last decade or so, we're reaching the point where the demand for water is exceeding the supply. And so it's really finally raising into the public's consciousness.
So how might water risk play out for a company?
So, for instance, a beverage manufacturer that might have 1,000 plants around the world wouldn't necessarily have water risk issues at every one of those sites. But if you're going to site a new soft drink plant in the north of China, major water risk there. There isn't enough water, so severe water scarcity issues. And the quality of the water that is available is pretty tough shape.
You know, Goldman Sachs is one of the partners in this endeavor. It's a really big bank, made a lot of money during the financial crisis. Does that, you think, diminish the credibility here? That maybe, I don't know, greed could get in the way?
I certainly hope not. I think Goldman has been a big supporter from the beginning. So I hope that it is not looked at as a greed or any other motivator other than to try to better understand what are the risks in a given geography of an investment in that area.
Well, their objective is to make some money too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you budget for this? I mean, companies are already trying to climb out of a great recession. I mean, wouldn't this just add new costs?
Well, yes and no. The good news is that for many companies that are proactive around managing their water risk, it actually has a pretty strong payback. You know, we truly believe that green is green. Doing the right thing for the environment also provides a strong economic return.
Jeff Foljam over at GE Water and Process Technologies. Jeff, thanks.
Thank you very much, Steve.
And finally, Merriam-Webster's has just released its list of the words of the year. Number one on the list, austerity, as in national budgets cut to avoid economic disaster. Think Greece. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
If you have an iPhone or an iPad, then you know kids love them. But parents are often divided on whether to expose their children to the popular gadgets. Turns out the ones that do may be onto something.
I see this as eventually becoming the preferred delivery method for educational software.
I'm Kai Rizdal Learning. There's an app for that. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.